did educate them. In fact, he took certain ones of them to do certain things. You know, he had this little inner circle, we call it, Peter, James, and John, who he took to specific situations, left the others sitting out in the woods. You know, just said, wait here, we're going here. And they went and they did certain things. They saw one man's daughter raised from the dead. They saw the transfiguration. And this inner circle was specifically trained for certain things. So Jesus was educating and training his disciples. He was showing them what should be done. He was discipling them, showing them God's word, showing them who he was, teaching them by example what to do. Well, that's training and education. That's what that is. So if someone tells you that you don't need to go to seminary, you don't need to go to Bible college, well, they're right in one sense of the word, but they're wrong in another sense of the word. And so what you have to do is judge the heart there and say, well, is this a grudge against seminaries and Bible colleges, or is this a grudge against, you know, something else? And what we do see is that Jesus did educate and Jesus did train. We do it in a little more formal structure. We have the advantage of some technology and some recorded materials and books and everything else that are available to us to help us learn from other people's experiences and help us to learn from a vast array of writings that are there as commentaries and that we can utilize in a way that God can help us be more effective. And so I think one of the traits of being an effective pastor is realizing that they are educating themselves continually, that they are definitely interested in learning and growing, that they're not just at a position where, you know, just sit around and preach the same message five different ways every month, or that, you know, the message is Jesus saves. Well, you know, that's true. Jesus does save. And you know what? Jesus is the only one that saves. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Very exclusive, literal Greek phrase. But there's more to the Christian life once you're saved. And that's where we see a real effective pastor continually educating himself, continually training himself, and not just trying to go through the rhythms. One of the things you can see is a pastor who may be a Moses type of minister who goes from church to church as God calls him through Jesus Christ and through the Holy Spirit's movement, who just preaches the same set of outlines everywhere he goes or teaches the same set of classes or does the same routines. That's not someone who's educating themselves and training themselves and allowing God to be the overseer of that education and allowing the Holy Spirit to direct him. So we do have a lot of things. I do think there are a lot of good educational institutions. I even think sometimes that it's good for we evangelicals to not just be looking all the time at evangelical education. And I'm not against that at all. I think it's great to have a, you know, harmony in where you're going to school with the doctrine and with the theological issues that are being there and where you're taking your training and by whom you're studying under to have that